Blog Talk Radio.
When people heard my dream of sailing solo around the world, they were worried about me being on my own. But I wasn't alone. My grandmother was with me, who always encouraged me to be independent. And my high school geography teacher, Mr. Broom, who taught me to be curious. And my husband and children, who always believed I could do anything I put my mind to. I might have been sailing solo, but no, I was never alone.
Achieving your dreams takes committed support along the way. Find out how American Family Insurance can help support your dreams at amfam.com/dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Mutual Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
With the aid of the Bible, to have a more balanced life. The show about ordinary people and ordinary pain, not the kind you see on television, like the wife of Atlanta or basketball wife. I'm trying not to put a division line among the people, but to unite all people. I just want you to know that I walk this path with you, not as a leader, but as a companion and a friend. And the topic of this show is fear to guilt. We will come from Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 and 16. But after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Give them praise. Come on, don't be stopped. We gon' give them praise.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater. Nah. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks to the paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Level make Marines holler, hoorah, simplified. He got that power, much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conscious. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah. Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm. First you gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thong song. Read up on your words too, and don't be quoting songs. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, yeah. I get a Lord, yeah. Praise. Yeah. Pay attention, yeah. Start repeating, yeah. It's the end, yeah, of days. Yeah. Get down, yeah, on your knees, let, yeah, him know that, yeah, he's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. Hey. Go ahead, I get a Lord, yeah, praise. Yeah. Pay attention, yeah, start repeating, it's the end, yeah, of days. Yeah. Get down, yeah, on your knees, let him know that, yeah, he's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. Hey. Jesus came and died for the whole. Yeah. Got enough blood for you and also for your home. Yeah. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Right. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Yeah. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, but don't forget it, like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. Yeah. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bogey. Confess the back things from the devil, that's what he owes. Even he like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. Yeah. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Yeah. Go ahead, yeah, I get a Lord, yeah, praise. Yeah. Pay attention, yeah, start repeating, yeah, it's the end, yeah, of days. Yeah. Get down, yeah, on your knees, let, yeah, him know that, yeah, he's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. Hey. Go ahead, I get a Lord, praise. Yeah. Pay attention, hey, start repeating.
Omega, the creator. Yeah. To find a way, maker on top and ungrateful.
Right.
So to Satan, there's a lion, full-fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do?
Yeah.
Working in a hospital.
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you.
Right.
A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you.
Yeah.
If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need. Humble cry, he can't ignore.
Why you think God Jesus came?
To pay the price we can't afford.
Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is that you can't adore?
And he's the same God of the future, present, and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores.
Yeah.
Don't forget to lead your best unto the Lord, he did more. Get a Lord, praise him. Pay attention, start repeating it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord, praise him. Pay attention, start repeating it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just got through hearing Give Him Praise by Andrew Lewis. And the topic of the show is fear to guilt. And we will be coming from Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 and 16. And the scripture reads, well, I would like to open up with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask you to help us how to overcome from depression and how to recognize the seriousness of depression and what to do about it. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. And like I said, the topic of the show is fear to guilt. And we will be reading Matthew chapter 18 and verse 15 and 16 in the scripture reads. Verse 15, say, moreover, if your brother commits a sin, go lay bare his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take along with you one or two more in order that at the mouth of two or three witness every matter may be established. Every one of us is depressed at times, and this is perfectly normal. A machinery can break down. People's nerves break down also. You may be reminded of a time during some critical phase of your own life when you reach a low point and say, I guess I'm just depressed. However, this depression is not about blues mood. It could occur through a emotional distress, social, economical chaos, and sometimes a tragic loss of a family member that dies by someone else's hand. If we knew what depression actually is, we can look for some signs instead of saying, I didn't know what to do. But we overlook the complaints. We say there wasn't anything really wrong with them. After a while, they'll bounce back. Depression plays no favorites. It could be that intelligent sister, aunt, who you adore. Our favorite words, she'll never be depressed over anything. Depression starts with blues. But when these blues linger and cannot be shaken off, if they interfere with to continue normal living, they may be leading to a true depression. As the blue feeling take hold of you, there is still a sense that something is wrong and pulling you down. You will verbalize it. I have such a heavy heart. The heavy heart signifies a harsh weariness. A person in this condition may drag about all day and wonder how to push through it, or if the depression is intense, he or she will not be able to go at all or to get going at all. See, the sluggishness is plain to be seen. As a person bogged down in any little obstacle. See, the mental pain of depression, this is a unique emotional quality, compound of anger, despair, self-disgust, and intense guilt with anger and fear. See, mental pain may also express itself as an agitation and hopelessness, a nervous breakdown can signify almost any kind of emotional upsetting experience. It could be you endure an engagement was broken, or a job loss, or a childhood pain where somebody done something to you, and it kept dragging you back to that dark place in your life. A depression that removed someone from his or her responsibility does indeed connote a nervous breakdown. You will fail to adapt to life stresses. What did I do wrong? See, that kind of doubt eats away at your heart, mind, and spirit. Do not hold yourself to discouragement of the heart. Free that guilt that overthrow your strength. It's what will help you to outrun any bad situation. Self-examination must take place in your mind and heart, in spite of your weakness. You must focus on your boldness. See, awareness is of the urgency behalf of your soul. So you need to persist, be forceful, to engage in a meaningful, powerful impact to master your skill in handling everyday problems. See, disappointment and pain allow fear and guilt to destroy your love. It's hard to come from a place of darkness where depression have you in a room alone and feeling hopeless, with tears streaming from your eyes and can't see anything but all of your mistakes. You're only concerned about what the devil had considered all your weakness. But his delight is to feed your starving tears. To your confusing heart of yourself is impolite to your unforgettable pain, to the unanswered question in your head. See, those questions consist of the consequences of somebody else's pain. So you tell yourself, I could have did more. I shouldn't been too hard on myself, or I was not hard enough. Why hold on to some feelings you know you have to let go? The other day, I was going out to eat. I was about to go into the restaurant. I noticed a lady. She was walking with 2-3 other people. I thought all of them was together because I heard her say to them, get something to eat. But she was asking them for something to eat. As I was going into the restaurant, I noticed the people left her outside. She didn't go in. So she starts walking towards me. I said to myself, here we go. Another person needs something. My day was already consist with a lot of late bills on my mind, trying to figure out how I was going to pay them. I was already short, so I said to myself, at least I would treat myself to something to eat. There's no sense in working hard all week and not doing something for myself. Well, as I were hoping the lady wouldn't approach me because this is not the day for this crap. Well, she made her way to me. So she said, "Sir," she was an older lady. She said, "I stay over there in those trailers. I have 4 kids that have nothing to eat. Could you help me get something to eat for them?" Then she proposed a question to me. The question changed my demeanor of myself. She asked, "Are you going to be a blessing today?" At that point, she peered straight to my childhood memory. Ain't it funny how a few words can bring memories of the lost pain, what was deeply suppressed? I recall my mother asking people the same question. My father had died. There was no help. So she went to some friends for help. So I said, but she kept asking until she got a yes. See, time has immobilized her life now. It's been 5 years since she passed. And that second, that woman questioned. Time freed my mother from death and spoke through her. Don't think it beneath you to help somebody through your trials and tribulations. We all have doubts in our mind when people ask for money. They either want drugs or alcohol. This time, I didn't think about that. I said to myself, this could be true. It's the reality of the time we're living in. Because she's spoken with so much conviction about the kids. I thought about the men who we not taking care of our responsibility as fathers to our kids and providing for our mates. So many women have to drop their pride to ask for help to be able just to put food on the table. Because us men, we left them in a struggle to defend for themselves. Not all men have done that. So I said to myself, I would not leave her in a struggle. I would not leave her in a struggle alone. So I went into my wallet. I had no small bills. The smallest bill I had was a 20. So I gave her that. Praying if she was saying in her heart, I couldn't find a blessing until this man was a God sent to me. Some of you may say, I was a fool. I'll say, yes, I am. But I'm a fool for God. To let me see, not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. What kind of name you making for yourself? I knew the woman probably was feeling that I'm trying hard to do what is right. But it's difficult when I feel that I'm being criticized all the time. She needed to show herself more freedom from someone else, modifying her expectation, and grant herself time to acknowledge how you feel about your insight about life. Do not feel worthless or over discouraged if you stumble. Get up and move forward. Such love does not grow in shallow soil. You have to contend with your own imperfection, including a treacherous heart. Now, as you take the liberating power of love, yes, the way of integrity is not without its challenges, but it is the only way to everlasting life and true freedom. It's a terrible thing to live without love. The countries that would die. Unless you step over into love. Powerful emotions are involved. Are you willing to overlook past wrong? See, once you begin to slowly gain peace within yourself, that's when your breakthrough begins. Be patient with others and be patient with yourself. Be patient with life. Patience always pays off. See, you will meet up with many things that push you into dark and scary places face first. See, the spirit is always trying to see just how much you will take and how much you can do under as many circumstances as possible. Yes, we all have some basic idea of what to do and what not to do. The process of life is ever unfolding, guiding you, pushing you, preparing you for the next part of the process. You know, life often takes a twist or make a turn that is frightening or confusing. The only way we can know for sure is to be willing to walk through every part of the process. Each of us must face a moment in our life called the breakdown moment. This is the time when you must stand toe-to-toe, eyeball-to-eyeball, with the very thing you have tried desperately to avoid. So your excuse fail. Because that is what life is demanding of you. Please be advised that there will be situations where you do and give your best and your all with the best intention. And what you get in return is crap. What did I do wrong? That kind of doubt eats away at your heart, mind, and spirit. The kind that makes you feel stupid, valueless, and worthless. When you are the light, you cannot complain about the darkness. Only thing you can do is shine. Just because darkness does not mean you are not doing what you are supposed to do. You know, never lie what you are looking at to determine your belief. Never allow what you can see with your eye to lure you into belief or into believing that there is nothing more. You know, always allow take you beneath the surface. It is there that you will see and know the truth. Like the fear to guilt can take away from you need to take it away from your mind. And in mind is a vicious cycle. Weakness is a choice. Stop trying to run away from yourself because you cannot. You must work on yourself and monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. Most of your pain is self-chosen. See, knowing your purpose, kill that word, but is a dream killer. But is an argument for your limitation and an excuse to keep your argument. You know, master your skill of handling life obstacles that robbing you from your joy. See, procrastinating is the stealer of time. You don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. You must have two hearts, one for the old you, and one for the new you. See, getting unstuck make the mark how you have the power to change your life. By unleashing your pain, recognize what was put in you and not what was did to you. Stop holding people accountable for your deeply grieved, damaged heart. See, when people told you you're not good enough, you don't belong here, and you can't do it, embrace a transforming attitude of what might weigh you down so you can grow and prevail in life. But instead, let it set you on a great journey looking forward to tomorrow unanswered questions so you can let the fear and guilt go. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You'll listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
The body of Christ is under attack, but we shall not be defeated because the God who is for us is more than the whole world against us. Yes, we're claiming victory today over poverty, sickness, disease, malice, and division. For the saints and for the Lamb of God.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Jehovah Reign by Michael Green. And the topic of the show was fear to guilt. And we came from Matthew chapter 18 and verse 15 and 16. If there anybody out there on the line that would like to expound about something that I spoke about on the topic of the show, or they would like to add on to something that I spoke about on the show, or to share your experience to us, your line is open. State your name and where you're calling in from.
Don.
How you doing, Brother Ricky?
This is the Brother Ricky in the 229. How is everybody this evening?
Everybody doing fine on this side, sir.
Thank you, man. John, let me tell you, buddy, you are doing an awesome job. Very inspiring show tonight. Very inspiring. In fact, the notes that I had that I thought I was going to talk about, I had to ball them up and throw them out the window.
No, brother, you didn't have to.
Well, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Because the topic of the night show is so needed, and it's delicate. It's a delicate subject. But first of all, let me give a big shout out to your radio program, Hip Hop, National Hip Hop Radio. And big shout out to the AT and the big dog that make all this possible. And big shout out to you, the brother John Lowe, the ministry of in motivation, through motivation. But I got to tell you, man, tonight's topic and the subject matter, which seems to be dealing with depression. That's a tough subject, brother. That is a tough subject. And one reason is the underlying core matter when you're dealing with depression is mental illness to some degree.
That's
and
true.
The degree, the severity of different degrees which categorize this illness, if it will be, if you will call it that, is what has hampered, which has delayed people in even recognizing what depression is.
Hmm.
But not to try to get clinical about it, because I'm not a clinician in this subject.
But I'm starting from the experience. My mother had a nervous breakdown.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And God bless her soul. The mild mannerness of it all is that in a lot of cases it's not as severe, and it can be dealt with on our own accord. It was some things that you said that lead us to the awareness that there is some maintenance that has to be had in our lives by our own selves in order to maintain and to be on top of our emotional and mental health. Now, as insignificant that may sound, that is some serious business right there.
Yeah.
To maintain and to somewhat self-help oneself when it comes to your own mental health and your own emotional health. Now, through my life experiences, I got to tell you that emotional health or your emotions, period, plays a vital part in your existence. You know, for the most part, that's why men, and we're gonna deal with that in a little while, the word man and men, but the male species, let's say, the male species has a mechanism that actually prevents them to deal with things emotionally. Women, on the other hand, are geared or they're somewhat tweaked to deal with things emotionally. That's what makes them women. That's what makes them great mothers. That's what makes them nourishing mothers from the very get-go, because they are emotionally in touch with the world. The male species are wired a different way. But, you know, some things that you said, and when you spoke about the spiritual realm in life, brother, let me tell you, if we can ever learn to tap in to the spiritual realm of life as opposed to the physical realm, and the physical realm is being what you actually see with your eyes, what you can actually see, touch, and smell. That's your physical realm. The spiritual realm in life is your advantage in life. Physical realm is actually your disadvantage, because when you come to believe what you see, what you hear with your ears, what you say with your mouth, and what you smell and what you taste, And if that's all you know, then you're actually limiting yourself to the capabilities and the gifts that God has really given you. That's right.
You sound like you're right on point.
Yeah. See, for what we've been taught by people who don't know much better is that we only got five senses. But if that's all you're gonna have, then that's all you believe you got, then that's all you really gonna have in life. But when you come to understand life a little bit better, understand the greatness of the superior being. Now, all these certain matters are delicate because some people have stifled themselves in believing only a few things in life. But, you know, when it comes down to helping yourself, you have to get outside of yourself. And when you learn to get outside of yourself and giving all your would-be problems to a higher source and believing that this higher source got more power than you got, then you can start to see things in your life move out of your way, the problems move to the side, and believing that this higher source or this higher power or the higher being or the supreme being, the creator, has more power than you got, then start to move things around to where situations will get better in your life. See, we have to learn how to get out of the way and let God be God. Right? Now, that's pretty serious right there. God Almighty, the same God that we grew up in church learning to believe in, knowing that he has all power, but we're afraid to give him the power to do what he do. Which, in turn, that's what keeps us sick, trying to hold on to the situation that we really don't have a power to do anything about. The worry, the guilt. No, somebody once said to me, why are you going to worry about something? Because what you're worrying about is probably not going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
You know? And but self-help, self-maintenance is free of charge. Now, I know that once a person may be in such despair that they can't see the top and don't know how to reach the top, well, you spoke of the signs that you have to look for. And for the young people growing up, you know, we talk about all the time how people of age, it may be a little late sometimes for some of the things that we're talking about, but then again, in God's eyes, it's never too late. But my mission in life is to try to reach the next generation.
Yeah.
People that who have not heard yet. And for the next generation or the generation coming up, if you have not heard yet, it's because people before you didn't know in the first place. So therefore, they didn't know how to give you the tools to work these things in and out of your life, you know. But try to understand that there is a greater power, my brother and my sister. There is a greater power. And despite what you may have heard, and despite that what you may believe, and despite the facade and the street credit that people think you got to have and you need to have to exist in life, there is a greater power, and you ain't it. So, ain't that so true? So that the mission. Here's the mission. Here's the mission. The brother John Lowe and myself and Dr. A.T., we say all the time here on Hip Hop National Radio, we are not here to try to keep you from having a life, to having fun in your life. And in fact, you know, we want you to have fun in life. What we don't want to happen are the things that we have been doing in life, and it's pain. Now, we do understand that there's motivation in pain, but some pain sometimes is so unbearable that it's hard to kind of find ourselves and grab hold to the rope again and try to hope and seek help for somebody to pull us back up. But John, I want to tell you that, you know, the young lady that you met, see, the young lady that you, the older lady that you met and that touched your heart, man, look here. Your mother did speak through that lady.
Yeah.
You understand that? And I know you understand that because, you know, when have you ever heard that God speak through other people?
Yeah, and, I heard it.
Oh, yes, sir. And in the Bible is a powerful, powerful book. I don't try to bestow religion on anybody, but you got to do your own research. The Bible is a powerful book, and it speaks of Jesus showing up on the scene even before he was born in the body of Christ. And he came to other people as another angel to see where their heart was in people. Ananias, I think, was one of the people. And I'm not a theologian, but look it up if you will. Ananias was one of these people, and it was said that Jesus was the spirit in this man, and this is in the Old Testament. But the point is that, when our parents die, buddy, they leave something in our heart, which is to let you know that they live forever. They live forever in you, you know. And what you did was a test. It was to see if you have been paying attention. You know,
yeah.
Have you been paying attention? And you did. And here's the trick of the matter. My mother told me this one time when I raised the issue about tithing in church. I raised the issue about tithing in church one time about not knowing what the pastor is going to do with the money that you tithe in church is. And my mother, being a rational-minded person, you know, she told me, she said, don't you worry about that. That ain't your business. Your only business is the money that you give from the heart, and let it go at that. What's your purpose? Forgive you.
That's right.
Where that money goes for is light bills and this, that, and the other. That ain't your business. Your business is only to do what's been asked of you to do. And so, for you to go in your pocket and bring out a 20, which is a significant amount to give up to a person that you don't know, says a lot about your integrity as a human being. And young people, that's what we're reaching for. See, we're reaching for integrity. When you're dealing with the hip hop nation, and see, all these gonna come into play as long as the brother Ricky and the 229 call in. When you're dealing with the hip hop nation, certain core values come up short and come up missing in human existence. And the point of the matter is when older persons like myself, we have a duty to make sure that people that's tuning in to a radio program such as this get back on the other track and the right track and remember what you're actually here for. If you young people got kids, if you're a young person with kids, understand this, that you have a duty to leave your kids some kind of legacy behind. You know, that legacy don't have to be money. That legacy can be wisdom. That's right. It can be wisdom. It can be wisdom on how to deal with things that you learn how to deal with. It can be a love on how to deal with love and relationship and family values. You know, And if you didn't have that yourself, then that's all right. You can still learn to obtain these things. We have to understand how the game of life works. And the game of life, for the lack of a better term, is like a card game. And when you came into this world, your life starts with the hand that your parents dealt you. And in most cases, that hand ain't a very good hand. But what your mission in life is to attain new cards, get rid of some of the old cards, and slowly with patience, like the brother John Lowe said, obtain new cards in your hand of life, in your hand, and make a better hand. And as your hand gets better, get rid of some old cards and obtain some better cards in the game of life, if you will, to strengthen your hand. Because the truth of the matter is, when you have kids, you got to pass them a hand of some kind. I don't care how you look at it. You got to give them something to work with. So the men that we questionably call men, you got to be men. See, my synopsis is that the male, just because you're born a male, don't make you a man. No, sir. Manhood is learned. It's a learned behavior. It's a behavior. Just because you got mustache or muscles and a good Johnson that you think women falling over themselves for, that don't make you a man. Man is a learned behavior. It's a title of something to really hold on to and to show the next male actually how to be a man. But I love your program, John, and thanks for letting me share that. And I actually want to stand by and in the hope that somebody else will call in and share their experiences and hope.
I just would like to say, Brother Rick, that I thank God for allowing you to. I just want to thank you for being accountable for your. I told you on the show about 3 weeks ago, I'm gonna hold you accountable for your words. To come on this show and help put the word out there for these young kids and older peoples also. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that so far you've been a man of your word, integrity. Yes, I think you said that earlier. That's what we want to obtain is integrity that we're searching for to have. And I see that you do have that. And like I say, everything that you said touched base right here with me. Matter of fact, I'm glad you threw them notes away that you had, because you didn't throw them away. You just put them to the side. You can use them for another occasion. You'll have plenty more occasions to pull those notes back up. And like I say, but I just want to thank you for being a part of Hip Hop National Radio and the Ministry of Motivation, and to help us to give people a better understanding about life and the way to help them or to improve their life.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here, just like you said earlier, we're not here trying to stop the young people from having fun. We just want you to have fun the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to stop you from enjoying yourself in life. We just don't want to see you make mistakes to hold you back from your future.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that you've been through a lot of things in your life, a lot of pain, and you can be depressed in your life. For the things that your parents implemented in your life, some things they said to you and you didn't understand at that time in your life. We're trying to teach you how to recognize certain things about life, to get a bigger picture, how to start thinking about life itself.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Ricky covered so many things, and he did an excellent, elegant job in explaining this. But for us colored people, or black people, we are very depressed anyway, because majority of us is very poor. His economy is very bad, and a lot of us done a lot of things that hurt our future, put us in a situation. His own drugs and a lot of things. And so we is here just trying to lift the darkness or put a light in a very dark place in your life to take you down a pathway so that you won't fall in this hole or go to this dead-end road. And it's a lot of work that's going to take place. It's a lot of mental work.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, you're going to have to tap into your spiritual world. You're going to have to tap into the spiritual realm. And I think Brother Rick touched on that very clear about to connect to your spiritual side. And we all have one. Mm-hmm. And we need to connect to that spiritual side of life. Mm-hmm. If you don't connect to that spiritual side, you're going to be lost out here. It always going to be you always going to be depressed in life. You always going to feel hopeless and be filled with tears that's streaming from your eyes. And you can't understand what's going on in your life, and you can't figure out all the mistakes that you're making because you would not let God take control of the steering wheel.
Mm.
That's the only thing you got to do is let go. Let go of all this pain in your life. And stop being so hard on yourself for something you haven't done to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you lost out there. You don't know why somebody angry with you. Because your parents may beat you at a young age a lot and did not explain to you or discipline you. Or did not explain to you why they were spanking you. Person do that, only thing you can say to this, say to yourself, well, why is they so cruel to me? What did I do wrong? So you, it's misunderstood in life. You don't have an understanding. And that can carry on to manhood. If there's something that you haven't completed as a child, you will try to complete it as an adult. And that is figuring out who you are. And like I say, and most parents sometimes, we don't know how to discipline people and explain to them why are you spanking your child.
Yeah, you got to do that.
So you got to do that so that they can find out the mistakes that they're making, and they're looking for your validation to show them and explain to them what's right and wrong in life. And like I say, there's a lot out here that people need to learn how to let go in their life and learn to let God be that rock for them, be that shoulder that you need to cry on sometimes. You don't got to be just like Brother Rick was saying that you know you want to be hard on the streets and all that and trying to prove to everybody that you're a real thug and that you're a real man. It doesn't take that in life. A real man is very humble in life.
He's
very humble in life. That's what's going to get you a long way in life. Dr. A.T., there was anything that you would like to add on to what Brother Ricky was talking about or you would like to share your experience when something took place in your life?
Yes. I'll share a little bit of something, but I would like to say real quick that what Brother Ricky says from top to bottom is exactly right, and I'm glad that he's been calling here because it's been beautiful. You know, somebody else that you know we can hear from their experience somewhere else in this world of what they have also went through and through their lifetime. And what he was saying was, you know, to the young folks out here that, you know, to the young folks that listen, we're not trying to stop your, you know, they're not trying to stop the fun. I'm 21 years old, and I'm taking all this information in and seeing a different part of life that, you know, I've had friends that have, you know, had ups and downs. And, you know, when an elder tries to tell them, hey, you know, don't do this, you know, don't do that, you know, they scoff at them, they laugh at them. And then all of a sudden, I got friends wind up behind bars. I got friends with felony criminal records. They can't leave the state. And I'm up here in the Pacific Northwest, and, you know, a lot of them have never ventured out to the South like I have, or ventured out to L.A. or to Canada, because they want to take the time to listen. And what Ricky mentioned was, you know, manhood is not earned. It's you learn. It's taught to you. And a lot of men, a lot of young men are idolizing a lot of the rappers, or idolizing a lot of the people on the street as who they should be like, with the pants sagging and not putting their heads in the books and running the streets all through the night. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to put your head in the books, get the education, and make something of yourself. Because without an education and without putting your mind to good use, you're the devil's prime person to be taken control of. You know, they say idle hands is the devil workshop. Well, you got a lot of these young kids out here with not putting their mind to the books, always on the social media, always worshiping false idols, whether it's the new Jordans or the new this or the new that. Well, a lot of them getting killed, a lot of them going to jail, and a lot of them end up broke. You know, I asked, I have a friend who just got one of them iWatches, Apple Watches, and you know, his car got repossessed. He got a bunch of late notices on his bills, and I asked him, man, I said, you got a $600 watch, but you can't take your priorities at home seriously or do anything with them. You're too much of a show-off from what the people say, but what about for your home life? So he laughed at me and, you know, told me, what did I know? I said, okay, you know what? God bless you. I hope for the best for you. But, hey, I just can't roll with you. I hope for the best for him. But, you know, I saw him a few weeks later, and his watch got stolen. He got evicted. You know, he told me that, hey, you know, he wished that he listened instead of being another victim in the street. And, you know, it broke my heart. But, you know, a hard hand makes a soft behind. That's what my father always told me. And I've seen that countless and many of people. And, hey, I told him, I pray for you. Hey, keep your head up, you know. God got some plan for you, and this, you know, it's not over for you at this moment of what you have done. You know, just keep your head up, and there'll be another way for it. And I also like to say one thing. I mentioned to John Lowe earlier that through his whole sermon, I caught a fact that it was you put people over, where there's somebody sad, depressed, not having a good day. You put them over, you know, count your blessings and pick people up, because there's been times we all have had our heads down and, you know, woe is me, why is everybody against me? But if you got that one person to pick you up, it brightens your whole day and you forget about what was going on in your life before then. And that, you know, I've had people pick me up, you know, millions of times that I've been down and out, but, you know, rather than they just stepping over me or try to put themselves over, they gave me the spotlight. And for that, a lot of them I am still friends with to this day and eternally grateful for what they have done for me. That's a little bit something that I had to say for a second.
Great thought. Well, I sure appreciate it, Doc. And you made a great point. You know, sometime in life you can help somebody over the hump. Just somebody to know that you care will lift their spirit in life. To let them know that they're not alone, that, you know, somebody cares. And I think that's the biggest problem with a lot of people. They stop caring in the world. Half of them stop caring for themselves. That's why they come depressed in life. They give up.